Phone Boy Speaks, episode 812. Let's not fall back.
If you're in the United States this morning, when this podcast comes out, you will have leapt forward an hour. I guess Canada would do the same thing as well, because I guess the Canadians follow the American time zones, as far as I understand. Maybe I'm wrong, but certainly the United States folks are springing forward this morning. And I of course, I always, you know, there's a couple of different debates that come up when you start talking about daylight savings time. One is like, why do we even have time zones at all? And I think it's, time zones don't bother me, right? It's time zones are what they are, right? And it's the reason why time zones exist is because the way that people defined, well, noon, and it used to be, well, how far is the sun up in the sky? Is it at its apex? That's noon. And so it used to be that like every town had its own concept of what time it was, which when people rarely left their town, that was, it was probably good. It was probably an okay thing. But as we've moved around in the world, then we kind of need to have standard time zones so that we can coordinate things. And as we've gotten more global, of course, the issue of time zones becomes an issue. And so I always have issues during this time of year, particularly in the spring months when we spring forward, because if I'm having to deal with, say, Australia, well, Australia within the course of about 2 or 3 weeks actually gets a couple hours closer to me as a result, because we go on daylight saving time and they go off, because of course they're on the southern hemisphere, and of course take advantage, you know, they fall backward as opposed to what we do so this time of the year. So I don't think we can get away from time zones necessarily, but I do question why we still have daylight saving time, because the kind of the logic for it is, okay, we want to move the daylight into a space where where we can get more useful daylight, during our working hours or whatever. And I just don't get it. I mean, it's the part of it is, yeah, there's, the different countries have different rules that they all happen. It all happens at different times. And if you're working in a global company or global company and you're dealing with people around the world, this thing hits you one way or the other. I mean, there's programs for this, right? As far as, the coordinating these kinds of things, or at least seeing what time zones are. But it's hard to do it. It's like this time of the year, it's almost impossible to try and schedule something with Sydney, Australia, because because I'm not sure exactly what time it's going to be. So that's it happens twice a year. We run into the same problem, and it drives me nuts. And so the purpose for daylight saving time is it just creates more confusion, and probably we lose more productivity as a result of it. I mean, not to mention, all the issues that we have with having to change when we're all taking an hour shift. That means the couple days or the week after daylight saving time kicks in, there's a lot more health problems that as a result of that. And so it's like it's harming us more than it's helping us. So I think I vote for getting rid of it. Now, and of course, there's a contingent that says get rid of time zones, and I can see that, but I'm not really willing to do that. I don't think that's necessary. If again, if it's consistent, right? I mean, that's the whole reason we put time zones in the first place, is consistency, and then we went and wrecked it by adding daylight saving time into the mix. So let's just get rid of the inconsistency of the daylight saving time. And getting all the governments in the world to agree to that's going to be a difficult thing, but certainly we can start here in the United States. It's one of the things I liked about living in Hawaii, or I would maybe like about living in Arizona, is there's no time change, except in certain parts of Arizona. There's a video I'll put in the show notes that actually talks about the exceptions to the rule of Arizona not having daylight saving time. And it's because they've got Indian reservations that take it or don't, and so it's really confusing, I guess. So I would say just say no to daylight saving time. But meanwhile, we're all affected by it, and I have a feeling it's probably not going to change anytime soon. So let's just complain about it bitterly. And I don't know, maybe we can call our Congress critters or something. But I don't know, they'll probably laugh at us and tell us that they've got better things to do than argue about daylight saving time. But I'm a just say no kind of guy to that. Or once we go on daylight saving time, let's not change it. Let's not go fall back. That's my thought on this.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.